USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A new roadblock could put New York City's vaccine mandate for schools in jeopardy as it closes in on Monday's deadline. A federal appeals court has temporarily delayed the city from implementing its vaccine requirement for public school employees. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they are prepared to go through with the mandate as hundreds of teachers refuse to be vaccinated.
We had to recruit a huge number of new teachers. We did that. They're overwhelmingly vaccinated themselves. They're available. They're ready.
A hearing is now set for Wednesday at 10 a.m. The temporary block remains in effect pending the outcome of the hearing. The Texas border crossing, where thousands of Haitian migrants converged in recent weeks, will be partially reopened late Saturday afternoon, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said. Federal and local officials said no migrants remained at the makeshift encampment as of Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Gabby's funeral. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
A late afternoon funeral on New York's Long Island is planned for Gabrielle Petito, her father announcing that on Saturday, saying that public visitation would precede the funeral at a funeral home in Holbrook. Mr. Petito also urging those who might have wanted to send flowers in Gabrielle's memory to instead consider making a donation to the Gabby Petito Foundation, which is something the family is still in the process of setting up. From our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Intel Corporation on Friday broke ground on two new factories in Arizona as part of its turnaround plan to become a major manufacturer of chips for outside customers. The $20 billion plants, dubbed Fab 52 and Fab 62, will bring the total number of Intel factories at its campus in Chandler, Arizona, to six. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More than 30 organizations and religious institutions are being awarded grant funding to combat hate crimes, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan announced late Tuesday. Hate, bigotry, or racism of any kind is un-American and unacceptable and wrong, Hogan said in a news release. That state is providing $3 million in funding through the Protecting Against Hate Crimes program. R. Kelly jury deliberations have begun.
R. Kelly's fate is now in the jury's hands after weeks of testimony in his sexual misconduct trial. The panel of seven men and five women began deliberating racketeering and sex trafficking charges against the R&B superstar at his trial in Brooklyn Federal Court in New York. One of the jurors sent a judge a note to review the transcripts of testimony and evidence regarding a woman who claimed Kelly sexually assaulted her in 2003 when she was a 21-year-old radio station intern. She said she was locked in a recording studio for days and drugged before the assault. The 54-year-old singer is accused of running a Chicago-based criminal enterprise that recruited his accusers for unwanted sex and mental torment. According to witnesses, they were subjected to perverse and sadistic whims when they were underage. Kelly denies any wrongdoing. His lawyer says the witnesses are lying. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.